Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Conversations That Matter. With us, a very special guest. His name is Josh Clark. He is a legislator from Georgia, retired legislator. He retired even though he was unopposed because he believes that being a public servant is a part-time thing, not a career. Now he is running for U.S. Senate to represent the state of Georgia in the Senate. He is one of the front runners. He just got endorsed by Mike Lindell. And one of the things that first drew my attention to him, he asked one of his opponents about his membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. I said, oh, this guy is the real deal. Josh, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for coming on the program. You are a successful businessman, a homeschooling father of six. It's not like you don't have a lot to do. Why did you decide to get involved in this race?
Well, I actually, Alex, thank you for having me on your show. And I thought I was done. I thought I'd done my duty. And I was like, okay, it's everybody else's turn. You go serve. And then watching in 2020 what was happening to our country and just some sleepless nights. And one night in particular, just felt like the Lord spoke to me and said, you're not done. So it took some time before I recognized that, yeah, it wasn't something I could put off down the road, that I needed to step up and abandon everything with my wife right there by my side in agreement and our six children. And we read the Declaration of Independence to them. I said, listen, if we're going to do this, we got to be willing to sacrifice everything. Just like I did when I gave my life to Christ, but also like our founding fathers did, and like soldiers who have given their life for our country, you know, they're willing to pledge their lives, their fortune, sacred honor. So, but why? I think that our country is literally at a tipping point. I mean, I think we're either going to rise up as patriots and we're going to overcome together as every generation has done before us, even against overwhelming odds, and they have been willing to risk it all. And I think we're at that point where that's being asked of us. And yet I still think that there's a lot of people riding this red wave that are in it. Hey, let me get a piece of this, you know, while I can. And I witnessed that when I served in public office. I was shocked by the number of people who all said the right things. We all got emotionally involved in their campaigns. We all were excited. This person's going to be different. And then they got there and I watched them just crumble. And maybe they knew how to follow, but they couldn't stand alone if necessary. And so, I mean, I think there's, to me, I boil it down, and there's three ways that the radical left is out to destroy our country. And I think number one is try to steal the election, which now we're onto. And some of us are onto it. And this is what blew my mind. Every single person in my U.S. Senate race, everyone avoids the question. And is the election stolen? And then Herschel Walker, who you would think being endorsed by President Donald Trump would say, of course it was stolen. No. Just the other day, he said, they asked him, well, you know, President Trump believes the election was stolen. What do you think? He said, President Trump's never said that. He said, don't put words in his mouth. He said, and they said, what are you talking about? And he said, no, he's never told me it was stolen. And you're going, are you like out of your mind? I know you have all these mental health, you know, challenges, and I want to be understanding, but like, what the heck? And then he said, well, he only endorses candidates who understand what's going on with the election. And he said, no, he would endorse me regardless because we've been friends all these years. And it's just like, Lord, help me in this campaign. I feel like there's so much on the line and I need your listeners to get involved. Pray for us. If you're able to text, if you're able to make phone calls, we need your help. We can get into a runoff with Herschel and we'll beat him. And that's not the only thing. You know, everybody's just kind of getting a pass because we, like me, I'm a Bulldog fan, I got to admit, and I always loved Herschel. But, you know, we're excited to see Herschel vote for the first time in 20 years. We're excited that he's come back to Georgia from Texas. And, you know, we're kind of under this celebrity spell, if you will, but people are waking up. You know, a while back said the Constitution needed to be amended because of changing demographics. And, you know, there's a lot. We don't have time to cover it all, but I think there's another thing that, you know, we as Republicans, we think, well, wouldn't it be nice to have a Black guy go against a Black guy? And as a matter of fact, one of my first races was to help get one of the first Black African-American, he's a dear friend of mine, elected in a contested primary. But we can't fall into identity politics, that trap. That's what the Democrats, that's what the left is all about. We have to, as my friend, in fact, that friend I was talking about, his campaign helped him get elected. He says, Josh, it always has to be about qualifications over pigmentation. We are at a point to save our country. We cannot be so shallow as to look at celebrity status or identity politics. And so I'm so thankful that Mike Lindell yesterday, he saw the video and he said, he saw both videos about changing the Constitution. He saw the video about saying that the election wasn't stolen. He said, Josh, I'm getting involved right now. I have to get involved. He said, you're the right candidate. You've proven yourself. You've been a proven conservative. I'm behind you. So we're grateful. And Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure and an honor to have you, Josh. You really seem to know your stuff. And I agree with you 100% about the situation that our country now finds itself in. There are really two paths before us. Either we're going to go down the path of tyranny and losing our liberties and losing our constitution and globalism, or the path of a reawakening and a rekindling of our liberties, of our constitutional republic. Those are the options before us, folks. We can't just keep muddying and muddling along as if everything was totally fine. It's not. Josh, your primary is May 25th, right?
24th.
Okay, good. I'm glad you corrected me. So May 24th, the primary is just around the corner. And you're hoping to get into a runoff with Herschel Walker. Now, for folks outside of the state who don't know Herschel Walker, I guess he's a famous football player. Yeah, football player. Now, there are some other opponents in the race, including one who is involved with the Council on Foreign Relations. Yes. Just tell us a little bit about why you raised the alarm about that during one of the debates. What is it that concerns you about this organization enough that you brought it up in a debate?
Yeah, I brought that up because to me, it was there's a lot of things that did not make sense about this guy. And so we started digging deeper and we discovered that he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which thankfully I was so proud of Trump standing against that. I was proud I understand Reagan stood against mm-hmm. them. And yet they groom these candidates and they're not America first, you know, and they want them to blend in to say the right things. And so they, you know, on the surface, they say the right things. And then when you start pressing them, sometimes it starts coming out like it has with this candidate. And when we saw that, it made sense why he was voting Democrat for years. He didn't change to Republican. And he said he was going to be the next U.S. Senator going way back. We've had multiple people from his college years tell us. And he did not switch to vote Republican until later on. And we're going like, what's going on here? You know, he won't answer the pro-life questions. He's not strong on the border. He won't answer the election. Like he's big about sending all this money to Ukraine, which, you know, I love seeing a country fight for their independence and all, and you can root them on. But I mean, the second and third way you destroy this country, number two, is you indoctrinate the children, which we're on to now. And you confuse them with all these genders and all this when there's only two. God made them male and female, created them. But then the third is you flood the borders. And that's what's happening. And these guys of CFR, if you look back at their history, they don't stand for strong borders, strong and secure borders. You know, they're behind NAFTA. You could go on and on and on about CFR and how dangerous it is. But I'm all in whatever God calls me to. But if I win, I look forward to fighting, you know, in the Senate. If I lose, hey, it's not the end of the world. But then when I found out like who the candidates were, I'm like, there's so much at stake here for our country. And that's where I just need everybody to step up and get involved and go to votejosh.com and send somebody who, by God's grace, we're not in it for us. We're in it to fight to secure the blessings of liberty for the next generation. That's why I served in the past and came home. That's why stepping back up, we said, you know, we're going to sign the term limit pledge. We're going to sell all of our stocks. We won't trade stocks while we're in office. Because I'm just sick and tired of people going to DC and selling us out, you know, and I say it again, they say all the right things on the stump. And this is not 2 years like Congress. This is not even 4 years like the presidency. This is a 6-year term. This is serious business. You get a guy, you know, a global elitist, you know, member of the World Economic Forum, supports all that. You know, they're wrecking our country right now. It's like more of the same. So, yeah,
they really are. It's so true, Josh. And our country has endured a lot. And I don't know how much it can endure in addition to what it's already endured before it really starts getting, very, very serious. Josh, give us your website one more time. How can people get involved at this late hour? And, just thanks once again.
And it's not too late. Go to votejosh.com. We are trending like this. Herschel's going down like this. We believe we can get in this runoff. We get in the runoff in Georgia. You always win. The second place always wins a runoff. We're exactly where we need to be. We just got to make sure that we're in that runoff. We're competing with the guy, Latham, the SEAL. I mean, I appreciate him as a SEAL, but again, he's the CFR guy. He's the guy who we have to make sure he is not in that runoff, because whoever's in second place will beat Herschel. And so there's a lot at stake. Please go to votejosh.com. You can help us make phone calls. You can send text messages. You can send donations. We need your help.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for coming on the program. Thank you for your involvement. Thank you for all that you've done for your state and our country. We sure appreciate you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you very soon from Washington, D.C. as Senator Clark. Take care, and talk to you soon. All righty, folks. That was Josh Clark. He is running in the GOP primary for the state of Georgia. You can find him at votejosh.com. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you all.